Jesus H. Christ.
Welcome to Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in the California area.
This is the Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Trooper Graphics for all of your graphic needs. No, they don't do artwork. They're just simply very graphic. They show up at your home with their genitals hanging out. In case you need anything graphically done, I'm Margaret Gray.
Are you part of that company, or?
I beg your pardon.
All right, anyway, welcome to the program. This is the World Phil Henry Show, and let's hope that I am definitely... Oh, I thought I was going to hit the post there, bud.
God, this single last man alive.
Last one alive. Let's just hope me, Phil Henry, your guy here on the thing, on the podcast thing, let's just hope that I am not someday what I don't want to be, which is the... What did I...
Phil, that was bad.
That was pretty bad. I wasn't a top 40 jock. Welcome to the program.
Oh, that's the excuse.
Mr. Henry, you got to be a top 40 jock. The guys that hit the post back in the day, and the cats today, you know, are all CHR guys, you know. And guys that hit the post, some guys remember the real Don Steele here in L.A. He was the best. And there's guys today, and I don't know. I used to listen to a cat up in the Twin Cities. When I was in the Twin Cities in the early 90s, Tony Fly. Anybody know this guy?
I heard about Tony Fly. He was on
what station?
KBBBB.
What do you mean KBBBB? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5 call letters.
I got it right here. It's KDWB.
KDWB. That was it. Tony Fly. I used to listen to this guy. I couldn't listen to him because I was on at night. I was doing a talk show and he was doing the CHR. You know, he was playing the teen thing, you know. He was playing to the teen. He was doing his teen. He got into his teen head.
When he got into his teen head, what does that mean? Was he joking? How old was he?
He was about 71. That was amazing.
You're kidding.
Yes, I'm kidding. He was a cat, whatever, you know, young guy. But he ran a really tight show. It was very good. I liked it. Anybody that's technically good, you know. And then he'd launch into, the meat puppets and... And that's when I had to just either jump out of the car and let the car go off the cliff into the frozen river, or stay in it.
What's wrong with him this morning?
You all right, Mr. Henry?
I'm fine. Congratulations to Pete Carano of Des Moines, Iowa, who won the final Phil Henry Show iPad this morning. Congratulations to all who won iPads here during our roll-up to our Customer Appreciation Month, which is in the month of May. And we're going to have more fun to be had in the month of May, but we really had I had a good time giving away the iPads this week, and a good time sort of checking in on the phone with our BSPs here in the morning. We do that during the pre-show, and if you're a Backstage Pass All Access holder, then you can watch our Phil TV and HD pre-show. And I was taking phone calls and talking to people and giving stuff away and telling them where things, you know, telling them secret stuff that I do, with myself when, you know, people aren't watching and they're all like, that's great, Phil. Can we just get our iPad? And I say, oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot we were on the air. And so that was cool. And we're going to try and do this again if we can afford it, because the budget right now, forget it, man. I think next week, what are we giving away, erasers?
Yeah, we'll probably give away pencil erasers.
We're giving away, we just ate up the budget.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. God.
Well, Phil, I don't know what the budget... I didn't even know you had a promotional budget.
Well, we don't really. I mean...
Phil, I heard you talking the other day, and I don't want to talk out of school, but I thought, now this... I said, you've got to be kidding me. What I could have used with that kind of money in putting together a very light and mobile infantry unit to...
What?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Why he was talking about you remember you were talking about a wango?
Yeah, the wango and the tango.
The wango tango. You're talking about the concert?
I don't. Yes, it was it was a radio station that did the tango, and you said they had a budget of $11 million a year.
Oh yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Who's this?
Well, I don't quote me because I don't know. I'm within a couple of million. Back and when we went to this concert...
Well, will you get, please, what are you going to do? Give your life story again?
He always does this.
Hey, whoa. Let me just quote you. Don't talk about me like I ain't here, okay?
No, if you're quoting me, don't talk about me as if I tort... As if I tort not here.
But you sound to me like you got... Like you took one off the chin. Get it. Hey!
Well, starting early, aren't you? Really? You really want to die early, don't you?
No.
Take your hands off him.
Bud wants it to say on his gravestone, died at 9.06 a.m. Pacific.
I didn't say anything bad.
Just shut. Take one off the chin.
Well, we'll talk about taking off the chin. That's not where your brain is.
No, that's not where the brain is, but that's where you're generally going to take one. Never mind.
Margaret, you walk right in. Not only did you walk right into that, but you sat down and put your face full to the camera.
Oh, my God, the filth. Phil, I blame you for this, because what happens is...
Can we stick to the point, and the point that I was going to make, which now I fucking forgot? Wango Tango.
Yeah, well, that's it. I want to know, now, who's the guy that told you, because if he's lying, I want to know who he is, and I'll tell you what, I will take a giant shit on him.
Hold on for a minute, General. What? Wango Tango was a Kiss FM concert. And they had it at Dodger Stadium. They probably still do. You know? Do you know, Margaret?
I don't. I think they still have the Wango Tango. I know I have something to cover in June, having to do with Kiss FM. Oh, Ryan Seacrest is having not hair plugs.
I don't need to know that. Okay.
You asked me about what Kiss FM's doing.
I'm not interested in Ryan Seacrest. He's not getting hair plugs, is he?
I don't know. There's something in June. I don't know.
So they had this. The point being, they had a promotional budget over there. I was told of around $12 million a year.
And this, and yeah, see, that's what I mean. Had I that kind of money, I could have put together a light infantry unit that would be mobile. They could move quickly. You see?
Well, what would you do with it?
What would I do with what? With the light?
With the light infantry unit? Yes.
She said the light infantry. She said the light infantry noon. I mean,
General, I think you're going to have to get some Adderall or something.
What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me that another 3 hours in bed won't cure. Why?
Sleeping?
Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, so what would you do with this? A light infantry unit?
Yes, a light infantry unit that I could then use in a very mobile fashion, moving from town to town. I don't know.
In a combat role.
Well, yes, in a combat role. Excuse me, I didn't make that clear.
It sounded like you were going to drop these guys off and they would just be a roving group of men.
Yeah, would they go camping?
Well, in a way they would camp. You have to camp out. One of the things about being in the infantry, no matter whether you're with a light mobile unit or with you're with the larger main unit, you are camping out.
Yeah, you're camping out. You're what do you call those things?
Tents?
Yeah, let's say in a tent.
Hey, wow.
There you go, Mr. Henry.
Nice one.
Well, that takes some balls, excuse me for saying this, but since you gentlemen have already introduced the sewer into this program...
Well, isn't that like a woman, huh? Do you love that? She'll say that it's your fault that she's about to take a giant shit on you, just like a woman.
Wait. Because we have the balls to what?
No, I was going to say they have the balls to criticize you. And it was General Shaw who just sounded like he was stroking out a moment ago.
All right, well, let's not it's very difficult in these early morning hours to do the do and the funky chicken, too.
General, you know, talk about Jack Angle?
Jack Angle?
Tony Neal.
Tony Neal on the phone?
Yeah.
Tony Neal. Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Well, I'm sorry to bother you. You have your photo shoot on Tuesday, is that right?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a photo shoot Tuesday.
I'm sorry to bother you on the air, but Margaret mentioned it might be interesting for me to come on and talk about it.
I thought it would be fun for your fans.
All right. I mean, you know.
So the photo shoot is at 1:30 on Tuesday. It'll probably be with Tony. And that will be, I won't give you the address, but it's in the upper neck.
I know where it is. I got the address.
You have the address. All right. It's 5-3...
Don't give it on the air. Yeah, I'll be there, Tony.
All right. I'm very busy because Sarah Jessica Parker, we're going to New York. They're having the 35th anniversary spring.
Okay. Well, why did you do that? We got to get going. I don't know. Who does he think he's talking to anyway?
Well, it sounded like he was going to tell you about the Spring Anniversary Festival.
Yes, Sarah, just everyone was on the runway as of a half hour ago in New York City for their spring event, which is their big charity event in New York. Sarah Jessica Parker had just, I had just seen her in a I don't know if it was lovely. In fact, I don't even remember her dress. I don't remember anyone's dress. All I remember is seeing this news story and thinking, why aren't I there? And then I realized it's in New York.
Yeah, well, do you fly to those things?
It depends on what the Dicklin Syndicate wants to send me to. Mostly I do commentating, that's all. I don't go to... I'm past going to these fashion events and these... Unless, of course, I went to the one where Kim Kardashian got that... What was that, bud?
Yeah, got flour dumped all over her.
She had flour dumped on her.
Why did they do that?
Because she wears animal skins, for Christ's sake. Jesus!
Well, excuse... I don't know.
No one, but no... This is the problem with the Kardashians. They are so regressive. The Kardashians are ape-like, and I say that in with the kindest feelings that I can have. Please don't interrupt me.
No, I'm great.
Don't interrupt me. The Kardashians obviously have set the tone, the texture, the flavor, the seasoning for the way we conduct ourselves in America in a cultural, or if you will, excuse me for just one moment, pardon the theatrics. Oh, God.
That's great.
Oh, stop it.
What? You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Why?
Well, I just...
Well, there's a little bit of acid reflux. That's what happens. Oh, God. Hold on. I've got a...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, grow the hell up, Phil.
That was great. Bad.
And you don't see that kind of behavior in a locker room.
In a locker room? Yeah, I see that. Among other guys. Not a woman sitting here of...
Of advanced years?
No, I didn't say that. A woman of class and substance, otherwise. Hocking up stomach acid. God.
Margaret, you know, there's only so much that this... Let me tell you something. There's only so much that this old soldier can take before I just collapse and my ass gives out.
So what do you want me... Do you want me to continue with the story?
All right, I will continue with the story... of whatever it was you were saying. And Tony, thank you, Tony, for reminding me.
You should tell people what the photo shoot is for.
We will, but we've got Don Parsley to come on here, and you want to do an editorial moment on this guy in Nevada?
Yes, I do. Clive, his name is Cliven Bundy. Cliven Bundy.
Well, hold on, because we got to go to our break, our first break of the morning, and we will be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and all I can tell you is... stick around as Margaret, our resident liberal, not that, you know, I don't have liberal sentiments.
Don't make it about you, Phil. This is...
Excuse me. Our resident liberal will be here to talk to you, to me, to all of us about her feelings on...
Would you spit it?
Come on, Phil, spit it out, for God's sake. We're burning daylight.
Her feelings on Cliven Bundy, right?
Yes, Cliven Bundy. Who is, as you know, the man at the heart of this controversy there in Nevada. Woo!
Jesus. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Take a very, very brief break here. And reminder that we are every morning on TuneIn, live on TuneIn. We are every morning live on our Listen Live line at our Phil Henry website. Just go to that Listen Live bar there. You can also check out the podcast of this show following each and every show on iTunes. We love you, and we want to rub up against you when we meet you. But until then, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Brought to you by... Brought to you by...
Can't you read that?
Belco Swirls.
Give me that. Belco Girls Wear. Belco Girls Wear in a mall near you. This is girls wear for the big chubby kid in your family. No more will your little girl have to look like something that's... like a big camouflaged tennis ball. Not a tennis ball, but a medicine ball. You know what I'm...
Let me have that cup. God damn it. I have a daughter who was overweight and she's... Belco Girls Wear is the place to go no matter who you are, what you are, or what you're into. But if you have a daughter who's a little chubby, take her in there, and she won't, the wording here is, she won't look like a camouflaged medicine ball.
All right, thank you. Now,
no, I'll do it. Melco, little girl, they're in the yellow pages.
Shit. All right, Kill Switch Engage with Always, one of our first music breaks of the morning here. Always good to hear those guys, fantastic. And we've made some friends over there on Twitter with some other bands. Well, you know,
don't Joe Escalante.
Joe's been a long time. He's a wonderful man. He's been a long time friend of ours in the Vandals. Joe's band, the Vandals. And Rival Sons, and a few bands.
What were the musical acts that fall? Oh, I know. Who's the young man from?
What are you talking? Is this the tweeter that you're talking about?
Yeah, just people on Twitter that, that follow us.
All right, Phil. It's, you know, people don't like it.
I'm not doing anything.
No, people don't like it when you go, Who's the young man from Maroon 5?
James Valentine.
What about Cher?
Cher? No, she doesn't even know I exist, you know.
Much did. You had almost a tear in his eye. Did you see that?
Are you sad because she doesn't follow you?
No.
Well, you were all like, Cher.
I didn't do that. All right. Don Parsley is going to join us. Don is in the Bay Area, I think, this morning. Don Parsley is a man who has been on our program before and is going to talk with us, is going to address this topic of, if you can believe this, a hidden camera at a cemetery in Ohio a hidden camera in Ohio caught a thief stealing toys from a baby's grave.
God, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. The heartbroken family says keepsakes they've placed on the grave have been going missing for years. We're usually out at least twice a week, said Jacqueline Sheridan. During the holidays and stuff, it's usually twice a day. This is just... Sheridan knows heartache. He was a 14-year-old baby, and he passed away in his crib during nap time, said Sheridan, of her late infant son. Ugh. But he was also a micro-premie.
What's that mean?
He was a premature baby. He only weighed a pound, 10 ounces at birth. So the little guy just didn't make it. And so the family... I got Don Parsley on the phone with us here from San Francisco this morning. Mr. Parsley, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Henry. And my heart goes out to the family a lot.
Now, Mr. Parsley, you've had more than your fair share of tragedies in your life. You've been on our program recounting some of them. I have to tell you that the credibility, though, of some of the things you have said has been called into question.
I understand that. I can't control what people are going to do and say about me, and I can only go on and move on to what I can do. But I've had, you know, I lost my wife.
Well, you said that you lost your wife, but then we found out that she's still with us.
Yeah, she is still with us, but I lost her mentally because I had been told, at least it was my understanding, that she had died in the tornadoes that hit the Midwest there in 2011. And I was told that she had been, someone had last seen her. Alive, and then the tornado hit this house we were renting at the time in Lincoln, Nebraska, and she got picked it up and thrown several hundreds of yards in the witness that said that.
And who was the witness?
Well, I've since not been able to locate him, but he was very credible to me because I had been a neighbor of his.
Did you know his name?
I did not know his name, no.
Why would you not know the name of a man who had been a neighbor?
Well, I don't think it's unusual to be next door to someone and, hi, how are you doing? And you're waving.
Well, you may not think of this, General Shaw, is it Parsley?
Yes, sir, Don Parsley.
This is General Shaw, sir. It may not be unusual, but it still is very strange. I want to ask you, did someone witness your wife being lifted up off the ground and suctioned? Not suction, but I don't know what the term is when they in the tornado, because I've not lived in tornado areas.
Uh, Yeah, that's not really a word that they use. They'll say, if you get lifted up by the tornado's winds, it'll say you just got swept into it, like a sweeping motion. They'll use an awful lot of terms like that that you would apply, for instance, just wiping down a kitchen counter, because it is the Midwest, and they try to boil it down to basics. So you'd say, well, my wife got wiped. She got wiped clean off, or she was swept up, or she got dusted into this the big ash can, which, of course, is a tornado.
Okay, let me. I don't want to get into a lot of these stories here.
I think my credibility's at stake, Mr. Henry.
Yes, your credibility, Don, has always been at stake. That's the problem. You know?
Look, I only know what I know. I only can be what I am.
And some people would say that you are not a very honest man. But let's just leave that there.
Okay, I want to jump in. When you say let's just leave, you just said that I'm not an honest man. Let's leave that there. I don't think that's fair.
All right, I'm sorry, sir. You're right. The perception is that, but I'm sure there are those that perceive you to be an honest man.
Yes, my wife, my daughters. I was going to say my son, but I don't have my son anymore. He did, absolutely, and I swear to God, he got suctioned up or swept up in a hurricane, not a tornado, in a hurricane. He got picked up and thrown. I don't know. I don't know where he got thrown to, because there was never any trace. So.
You're not kidding.
Why would I kid about that, Mr. Henry?
All right. We're talking to Don Parsley here, Mr. Parsley, in San Francisco this morning, talking with us about the tragedy that can befall a family, and also, to be perfectly honest with you, some of the dishonest maneuvering that some people do behind tragedy, sir. Now, there's no doubt about the fact that you had been arrested a couple of times after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. You were attempting to sell people beach balls and things like that?
I'd gotten that from your Mr. Green there in California.
And why? Did you think that was funny?
No, sir, I did not think it was funny. I did not think it was funny at all. I thought the best thing you could do for people who had suffered a tragedy like that was to give them some reason to get their mind off the tragedy. And I thought beach balls, or we sold beach balls. We also had glass globes, snow globes.
What, did you sell these?
We attempted to, yeah, you know.
Where'd you get them?
I got them from your Mr. Green, Mr. Green there at Buena Park Foods, or whatever it's called.
Is that the Fraser Food guy?
Yeah, that's Fraser Foods. That's Bob Green.
Oh, Bob Green. All right, listen, I would like to say this. I don't want to continue to question you. What is it, Phil? Can we do that?
Yeah, let's move on. I want to ask you this, and then you tell us what you think. Here is a story of a thief. A thief going to the gravesite of an infant in Ontario, Ohio, folks, is the where this story is dateline from. This baby died in 2007. They began to put toys there. It could almost make you cry if you think about it. And I don't have to think about it very long and hard. They put toys there. In 2009, the family found toys missing. So here they are putting these beautiful toys there for this little infant, their little son that they lost. And next thing you know, they go back and the toys are gone. Where are the toys? Now, you had done something, you didn't do anything similar to this, but you were involved in a problem here in Arcadia, California, not too long ago. Well, but was it about a year ago?
If you wouldn't mind, I'll tell the story, sir, because the timeline you got there is wrong. The town is wrong.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the town is technically wrong. You said Arcadia?
Yeah.
I was in Arcadia, okay, but I was in Uptown Arcadia, and you were probably referencing downtown.
No, I was referencing Arcadia, California.
All right, well, I'm sorry, but I think to me that has to be specified. The other, the area that you got wrong was a year ago. It was a year ago, but people are going to think 12 months, and it was actually 14.
Well, this is, as the general would say, chicken stuff.
Come on, Parsley, get to it, will you?
I'm trying to have the, oh, Jesus, I'm trying to make the record.
All right, the record is accurately reflected. What happened?
The record is accurately reflected in what way, sir? Because
it was 14 months ago. It was in downtown Arcadia, not uptown.
Yes, sir. All right. Very good, sir. At that time, I witnessed gentleman by the name of Casper Blondell. Mr. Blondell had entered the parking lot of a Baker Square restaurant there in downtown Arcadia.
There is no Baker Square in downtown Arcadia. There is a Marie Callender's.
That's what I mean. Forgive me, I got that wrong.
You want the record to be clear, but you got the restaurant wrong.
Okay, if you guys want to start, if we want to start nickel and diming each other and just kind of flinging our own feces at each other, you know,
We don't have to put it that way, Don, and I don't want to get into an argument with you, but you know that everything you say is suspect because you have been caught on our program a number of times.
No, sir, I've not been caught on your program a number of times.
Yes, you have been caught on the show lying more than a few times, Don.
I have been caught. I've been misunderstood on your show. All right.
I'm not going to get in an argument with you, but I'm going to be asking questions. I want you to be clear because, yes, you're right. We do not think, let's put it this way, that you're very clear.
All right, I can accept that. I can accept that I'm not clear, but I cannot accept you calling me a bald-faced liar. I can't accept you calling me a pathological, mentally challenged liar, as you just did.
I never called you that.
Wait, hold on, Parsley. No one said that to you.
But I wrote the words down. They didn't even use the word liar.
I'm sorry, but I, you know, Robert, your name is Mr. Leonard.
Yes, sir.
You may have something in your, if you clean your ears regularly.
I clean my ears every night with alcohol, sir.
You do? Boy, that's going a little too far. I just take a Q-tip, but.
All right, so everybody's ears are cleared. So we are clear on what was said, so go ahead and tell us you were at the Marie Callender's.
I'd like to say it was a Baker Square, because even though there is no Baker Square, I would like you to throw me that much. I'd like you to give me that much, because I have come on your program here, Mr. Henry, and pretty much been passed around the campfire on this deal.
I don't like that term. I'm going to get up and leave. I'm going to come back. We do have a break coming up. But I've got to get up and take a walk and get the stink off of me, because this is...
Well, you know, the passed around the campfire, I think, was crudidity.
Well, it was... There is no word...
Thank you, General. And hold on for a second. Don Parsley with us, and we will get to the gist of the story. And Don was involved in something that many people thought was absolutely just abject, Schweinhund, and all messed up. We'll get to it when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and talk to him about that. The main story we're talking about here, though, is this in Ontario, Ohio. A hidden camera at a cemetery in Ohio catches a thief stealing toys from a baby's grave. The heartbroken family says keepsakes they placed in the grave were going missing. Well, they finally caught the culprit. We're going to show you guys on Phil TV the video that they caught the culprit with.
The world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
I got to say...
No, I said it before.
Go on. I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that these days, medical coverage is more expensive than ever. Yes, there is Obamacare, but I don't know. I don't trust it, and I can't read all that stuff. When it comes to medical coverage for my family, I don't want to go into a big, long, drawn-out reading things and making sure stuff is this and that. I just want someone to walk up to me and say, here, buy this, you're covered, even if I'm not. That's why BillCare is what I recommend. My name is Bill Swenson, and I came up with BillCare. You need insurance? Come to me. I'll sell you a policy. You don't have to read it. You don't have to go into specifics. How much? Well, what can you pay? Now, it couldn't possibly be easier than that. So come to my house. My address is 315 Elm Avenue in Elmville. Knock on the door. Come on in. I may not even be dressed. That's how informal it is and how happy we can make you with Bill Care. I'm Bill. It's not about medical bill. We probably should change the name, but right now it's Bill Care. My wife may answer the door. Come in, sit down. My wife has coffee cake. I'll get some pants on. I'll come in. I'll say, here's your medical insurance. How much can you pay? And you'll say, gee, I only have a couple of bucks. Go ahead, give it to me. Now get out. That beats Obamacare any day of the week.
Bill Care. Visit Bill's house in Elmville, California. Just go up the... Well, he doesn't really want you to know where he lives, and he wants to tell you on the phone, but it's up 99. It's up the old 99. In other words...
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Yes, I can. It's up the old dirt road.
Wait.
The old dirt road 99 not what people, what they used to take until they build it up Interstate 5.
It's the band All That Remains, Stand Up. Woo! I like it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a very, I love the rhythm of that, huh? They're very rock and roll and very nice.
Yes, I think it's love. I love it. Do, 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 do. This is really, oh, it's very peppy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice. All right.
Yeah, y'all butchered it. I don't even want to listen to it the way you done said it.
What does that mean, the way I done said it?
All right, here we go. Ohio woman charged in theft from child's grave. Now, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, we are going to get this up on the video screen. You will hear the audio, and we'll give you the whole damn thing, right? So what is this, man? Is this a commercial right here?
Yeah, I'll start out with a commercial, Mr. Henry.
All right, well, this is a commercial sponsor message that we'll look at. We'll get this over on camera 3 for those of you with Phil TV. If you don't worry about it. We will narrate. You know, we'll give you a little bit of a narration. This is a woman caught on videotape, as I mentioned. Well, you know what I got to do? I got to close out something here. Hold on for a minute.
Jesus H. Phil, you do this all the time.
Sorry. So here is this woman caught on videotape. This was a videotape, by the way, that was, I guess, set up by the family. And they wanted to see who the hell was doing the thing that they was doing, you know. And let's watch. Buffering.
Before Larry even knew the word.
Yeah, great. This is the commercial for hot chocolate. What a numbnut.
The time came. He counted on Merrill.
Sorry.
His investing.
Well, where is Mr. Parsley? He's on. That's the power. Don Parsley, are you there? Don Parsley, are you there? I repeat. Don Parsley, are you there?
I'll do it.
Hold on for a minute. Here we go.
Lynn Sheridan wants answers.
I mainly want to know why. I mean, what gave you the right to even think that it was okay to do it? What have we done to you? Why my son?
Her son died when he was just 14 months old, born to triplets. The family visits Hayden Sheridan's grave often, but so did a thief, this time caught on camera stealing a stuffed animal duck over Easter weekend. The video went viral, and Frida K. Shade turned herself into police Wednesday night.
I'm glad we got her. I think the only reason she turned herself in was because it's everywhere. There was no more hiding from it. I think if she could have, she would have hid from it.
Where is
we tried
Ontario,
knocking
Ohio?
On Shade's door, but no one answered. Her neighbors are in shock.
Strange. Very strange. Scary. Yeah, this is a very quiet community.
She described her neighbor as odd. Shade told police she took the duck because a stray dog was running through the cemetery. But Hayden's family doesn't buy it.
My son's been there almost 7 years, and I've never, ever seen a stray dog there. She knew better. She knew what she was doing.
That old bag, she's lying through her teeth.
She can't take her son's memory, and the family is ready to move on now.
Hold on.
We got her, so that's all that matters to me.
Oh, well, there you go, folks. I don't want to... I'm sorry that took so long.
Well, this always happens, ladies and gentlemen. Phil's got his thumb parked. You know,
I think that's unfair.
No, it is not unfair. You got your thumb jammed.
No, Mr. Henry, to Mr. Henry's credit, he ought to have another set of a hand.
Another set of one hand?
He needs another hand. No, that's been two hands.
Forget about what you guys will get bogged down in. What's a set of hands, one or two? Yes, I will give you that, Bud. Thank you very much. I'm pointing at Margaret and Bud. So if you're watching Phil TV.
Will you forget about where your fingers are pointing? Where is Don Parsley, please? Don Parsley, are you there?
I've been saying I'm here for the last, God almighty, I've been saying it for the last half hour. I'm on I'm on the Highway 101. I'm coming into the San Francisco Peninsula area here. I'm on my way downtown to the Four Seasons for a luncheon. for Bob Jethko, who was a Vietnam veteran receiving a multiple awards, and I want to go and see my old army mate.
Wait, hold on. Were you in the Vietnam War?
No, I was not in the Vietnam War, but I was in the Army. I wasn't in the Army, but I wanted to be in the Army.
All right, let's not talk about that. Okay, so you just saw that lady, Don, and she was taking those toys off of that baby's grave. And what, General?
Well, I was going to get you a napkin because it looked like you were going to spit up again.
I didn't spit up. Margaret did.
I did not spit up.
Look, I'm going to have to hang up because you people sound like it's a Chinese fire drill. Not a Chinese fire drill, but one that it's Chinese, but it shines, you know? That's even more racist. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Don. So...
What are you laughing at Chinese? Let the record show, ladies and gentlemen, that while Phil Henry pretends not to be a racist, he thought Chinese was funny.
What's Chinese, Mr. Henry?
I don't know what Chinese. It just was funny.
You know full well it's a combination of a Chinese guy and...
All right, thank you. So,
You know, I want to say something. That slob in Nevada...
Hold on, are we doing that story now?
Oh,
wait. All right, Don, it's Phil Henry.
Yeah, are you going to talk to me, or are you people going to go through the radio version of therapy for people who just had major brain surgery? What's it going to be, huh? Because we're wasting time, and time's money.
All right, I want to ask you the question. What happened the day that you were at the Baker Square / Marie Callender's, and you saw this man who apparently had a heart attack?
The gentleman's name was, I think his name was Robert Person, and he had suffered a coronary. I saw him slump over in the car. The car continued rolling and hit a wall, and he was leaning on the horn. Now, you can well imagine, I was on my way into the Marie Callender's, and I hear this horn going off, and I look and I see a man slump forward, and the first thought that I had, Mr. Henry, was to get over to that automobile and to get that man into some kind of emergency resuscitation situation, of which I have a training, not a lot of training.
Well, what do you mean? What did you do?
I got the man from the car. I had laid him on the cement. I saw that I loosened his tie, and I put my ear down to his nose to see if I could hear any breathing, and then I realized that he may need to have mouth-to-mouth, and I had a difficult time remembering how to do it. I knew I had to put my mouth on his mouth, and I was looking for a tissue or something that I could separate the two lips and also my tongue, because if he came to and his tongue darted into my mouth, you see.
All right, so you're worried about whether you're going to have some sort of improper contact with this guy while he's dying.
That's unfair, Mr. Henry.
No, it's not unfair. That's exactly what he's saying, right?
Yeah, your mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, Mr. Parsley, necessitates that you place your mouth over the victim. Whether it's two guys, it doesn't make any difference. It's not a sex act, for Jesus Christ. This is, you save a man, and you were looking for tissue. Why?
Because you thought what?
This was nothing that any other guy wouldn't do. I was looking for a tissue. If he came to and suddenly went, it's a reaction, Mr. Henry.
Where'd you hear this?
Where, I didn't understand you.
Where did you hear that this is a reaction?
It's a muscular reaction. When someone either passes out or comes to, they do there's a muscular thing that happens, you know, and at least that's what I've read. And so...
And was this part of a CPR class you took?
It was part of a CPR class that I gave myself.
How do you give yourself a... See this guy, you're slick. I like you a lot, Parsley. You're real oily. Love it. Would love to know the weight of the motor oil that you slather up in the morning before you go out and try to bullshit people.
I think that's very unfair.
All right, hold on. General, you need some water.
I know, but that's what's happening to me, see?
All right, so, Don, you are, in other words, wasting time. and you're looking for tissue, and finally, though, you just gave up, didn't you?
I went to the car to look for tissue paper to see if I could put it between the lips of him and me so that his tongue... I don't think it's unusual for a man not to have the tongue. And no, he was not going to die, because I listened to he was breathing, and there were other people that are that had begun to formulate or to form. So I went over to look, and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm looking for tissue." Another man who apparently was a doctor was there, and I said, "Okay." And I noticed someone's got to move the car, and that's all I said. Someone's got to move the car. I got into the car. The keys were still in it.
Now, I want to be clear. Did you move this man out of the car?
I did. I moved him out of the car. And I want to tell you, he was not an easy man to move because he was overweight. But I knew I had to get him out of the car.
Yes, in order to sit in the car and use the car.
That's... Wow. Shit.
Well, you know something, Parsley, everything you're saying to us...
I've not been disrespectful to you, General, calling you Shaw...
All right, I think that what we are hearing here, Don, is the problem that we have with you oftentimes.
The problem you have with me oftentimes, Mr. Henry, is you just don't want to believe me because I believe it's racist.
How is it racist? How is it racist? I got to hear this.
I have Indian. You know that I'm part Indian, and the fact that I have the native blood, the Cherokee, Choctaw. I swear to God, I know it starts with a C-H.
Yeah, this guy's making up another thing to make us look like a horse's behind. See?
Well, it ain't gonna take much for you, Dickman.
Yeah? Well, maybe your face looks like a horse.
Hey! Come on, back off.
No one, and I mean no one, not even you, Dickman, calls my face something that... Does my face look like two ass cheeks?
Mr. Henry?
Hold on.
Does my face look like two horses' ass cheeks?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, but it looks like some other animal's ass cheeks, doesn't it?
Will you stop? So, Don, you are now in the car, and you're going to move the car because it's in the way of what?
It's in the way of the responding emergency vehicles, I think. I didn't want to... Wouldn't that be a hell of a deal, Mr. Henry? If the emergency vehicle shows up, they can't get in to get more emergency care for the man. Maybe we've gotten him stabilized to the CPR, but now the emergency vehicle can't get in there to stabilize because I didn't move the car because Phil Hendry and his radio show said, don't move the car, Parsley, so a man's dead. Dead because of that. No, I'm not taking that chance.
I'm sure that's what they would all be saying. Phil Hendry said, don't move the car. We're talking here with Don Parsley.
I'm just telling you with the thing that happened.
Don Parsley is with us here. Mr. Parsley has been quite active in our radio show over the years, telling us about all manner of things that he's done, places he's gone, and people he has seen, and the various adventures that he's had. Many of them just complete horse dung. Now, we brought him on because of the story in Ohio.
God, Phil, I'm very worried. It sounded like you're losing electrolytes or something because you just...
That sounded like that migraine headache.
Yeah. Do you want to lay down, Phil?
I don't need to lay down. I stumbled over the word. What do you mean the migraine headache?
Talking about the migraine headache where that poor young girl from the television station started to ramble and babble. She thought she was saying something that made sense, but it was all coming out. Oh, man, it was wrong. It was all wrong.
Yeah, she's all like, you know, going, yeah, come down to my house and lick my rear end. And
she did not say that.
Bud, she didn't say that. She was just, it was nonsense. Okay?
Well, I didn't hear it.
Well, then the next time, make sure you know the story. She was, come down and lick my rear end. She was on the camera and she was suddenly babbling nonsense. I ain't got that problem. Thank you. At least not from migraines. I may have that problem, but it has nothing to do with migraines. All right. We'll be back with Don Parsley. Mr. Parsley is going to be telling us more about this incident. This story from Ohio, I'm glad they caught this woman. It's a cold-hearted thing. I don't know what your problem is. You know what? It may be that the woman thought, oh, what the hell? I mean, the kid is dead. You know, I got to tell you, if you take into consideration the feelings of the family members to take these toys from a baby's grave, it's weird. It's just, it's whack. It's weird. It's all wrong. And it gets more wronger by the moment. All right, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and online at philhendryshow.com. We're also online at TuneIn, and of course, TuneIn is where you can hear the show every morning, 9 to 11, for free as well. both of those sites mobile, and our website is mobile. So if you're mobile, and you should be mobile, we're with you. We never leave your side. Here's a little more of our favorite band here this week, Lacuna Coil. Be back in just a couple of minutes here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Brockton's Automotive. Yes, there's never been a better way to fix your car. There's never been a better place to take your car. There's never been a better place to leave your car. And there's never been a better place to have your car left. Why do we say that? Because Brockton's Automotive is the number one choice of car thieves throughout America. They steal a car, rifle it for the effects and papers and so forth, so on. Strip it down and take it to Brockton Automotive. Oh, shit. I guess I'm giving away too much, aren't I?
This is Benny Brockton, and I am the owner of Brockton Automotive. We have nothing to do with the car thief rings, nothing like that. Come to Benny Brockton Automotive. We'll do you right.
Oh, Benny.
Brockton Automotive.
Phil Henry Show at the El Pacifico. We'll be right back. I'm Bud Dickman, and I'm happy to be him.
So that's the one you've settled on, huh?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. So your lockout now. We've got Margaret's and we've got the Generals. We haven't yours yet, Robert.
Yeah, I'm still thinking on it, Mr. Henry.
Good. I'm glad you're doing that.
You know, Phil, we've had a couple of comments from people that you and you never criticize Robert. You're real buddy-buddy with him, and a lot of people think it's reverse racism.
Oh, will you stop?
Of all of you people, the guy that chimes in the least and causes me the least amount of problems is Robert. I've ripped into him. You know I have.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you almost threw me out of here a couple times.
Still and all, Henry, you and Leonard, you got a real cutesy-poo relationship, don't you?
No, we do not. It just so happens that you, Bud, and Margaret, every time I got a problem, look at this, man. You guys are sidetracking me. I got to get this guest on the line, Mr. Parsley. Sorry, sir.
Well, this guy Parsley, you shouldn't give him any respect. He's a common crawling thief, that's all.
You know what, Miss Gray? That is a uncalled-for remark. I've not said anything yet, although I will eventually, but I've not said anything yet that would cause you to say words that are mean when I haven't said nothing yet that's bad.
Okay, Don.
That didn't come out right. I apologize. I'm nervous. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I've got gas, and I don't know what I ate last night. But I will share this with you, and I won't get graphic. God help me. Please, someone help me.
Well, what's wrong?
Three guesses.
And the first two don't count?
Yeah. I have no idea what I ate last night.
Well, take it easy. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Okay. Whatever you say, but I've had gas all morning, and...
Well, what did you eat last night?
I had, I'll tell you what I had. I had deviled eggs.
You know what? You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Okay, so getting back to the car. Now, you see this man. The man has a heart attack. You get him out of the car. You lay him on the pavement. You attempt CPR. You don't want to put your lips on his, so you're looking for a tissue or something that will, you know, sort of sanitize the situation.
Right, yes, sir. That's sanitized. See, it's got nothing to do with homophobia or anything like that.
With what, I'm sorry?
Homophobia.
Who's he?
What do you mean, who's he? It's
homophobia.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was an Islamic cleric, you know?
That's very funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. He said homophobia. It sounded to me like it was...
Yeah, I suppose you would hear that he is the head of a mosque someplace. Anyway, all right, so you're looking for the tissue paper.
I looked for them, and while I was looking in the car, other people were attending to him, so I got into the car, and I moved the car.
Now, where did you move it to?
I don't think that's necessary, and this is where we run into problems with every interview.
Now, on this show, it's necessary.
I've run into this problem on
You've run into this problem on every interview because you don't want anybody to ask you where you took the car, because where you took the car is to your house.
No. No, I did not take it to my house.
This is what he does, folks. You live in a condominium, right?
No, I did not take it to my house or to my town. Oh, shit.
Yeah, your townhouse.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you take it to your townhouse.
Because I gave you that answer, Mr. Henry, I would hope that you would assume that everything else is... That's truthful.
That was a truthful statement based on a process of elimination. I asked you about a house. No. I asked you about a condominium. No.
I didn't go, no. I didn't sound like a guy selling flowers and then putting the change into his sock and going back to the house where all the other people live that tap canes on the sidewalk. Is that what you mean?
No, that's not what I mean. I just said that you did not admit to us until I forced you into saying it by the process of elimination.
We're wasting time here, Henry. Let's get down. You were arrested for car thievery, weren't you?
No, I was not.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't get it right. You were arrested for Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
All right, you know what, Don? You stole the car, and... You stole the car, and the police had to come and get you and the car, arrested you, and put you in jail, and you argued that you were simply moving it because the man had had a heart attack.
I was moving it, yes. And to this day, I tell you I was moving it, and I will swear up and down on a stack of Bibles that I was moving it, and I don't care how many swinging you know what you get in here.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Parsley, but we know what the law said, we know what the court said, we know what the police said, what the evidence was, and the people that witnessed this.
Well, those people, I've got to tell you, I have a wife, and I've got
Yeah, is it a son or is it a daughter? Is it alive or is it dead?
I beg your pardon. My daughter is not a he. Is not an it. It's a he. It's a she. It's not a he. It's not an it. It's a she.
Right. Your daughter is a she.
My who?
Thanks a lot, Don.
Okay. So once again, the impression's going to be left that I'm a lion crawling thing. And all I do is slither up onto a bar stool, ask for a beer, and then slither down, drink it, and slither down out the door, and someone else pays for it. Is that what I am?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
And I have a wife and a son.
No, a daughter.
I have a wife. You know it, folks. My attorney will call you tomorrow. What time do you open tomorrow?
We're closed all weekend.
That guy doesn't give up, does he?
No, he does not give up. He is,
That Don Parsley. And
what's his name? Bon Parsley.
No, Don Parsley.
Don Parsley. That guy...
Yeah, we've had him on a show. Lie about this, lie about that.
He's a con man. He's a con man. You know.
Well, you know, we have... That's about the lowest... And I'll tell you something else. You can con a guy. I don't give a sweet JC what you do or where you go, friend. You can sit there and I don't, but you steal toys off of a little baby that's lying down. Well, it's dead. And that.
I think, yes, I agree, General. That is as low as it gets. Parsley, at least, was stealing a car from a,
Well, Parsley, at least, was stealing a car from a fat man.
Is that right? From a fat man.
Did the guy die?
No, the man did not die.
Rest my case.
Well, all of a sudden, you guys are fans of his?
No, I'm not saying I'm a fan of Don Parsley. I'm not saying that. But there's an old saying, Phil, steal a car off a fat man.
Live another 7 years.
Yeah.
There's an old saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's an old... Say that again?
Yeah, the saying go. I'm surprised you haven't heard it. You've never heard it?
No!
Well, it's...
I'll do it. Steal a car off a fat man, live 7 years.
Live 7 years.
Another 7 years. I don't know if it's... Is it 7 years?
Well, no, because that would mean that you'd have to be an infant when you stole the car.
Well, it's possible.
No, it's not possible.
Steal a car off... I don't care what... Steal a car off a fat man, live another 7 years.
I believe it's live another 7 years. Margaret?
No, I think it's live 7 years, so I think it must be...
That's the most jacked up thing I've ever heard in my life. I think it's living another 7 years.
Have you heard this, Robert?
No, yes, sir.
You have?
Yeah. Yeah, your teacher's pet Robert's heard it. Now, do you believe it?
Bud, you know...
Now, you're trying to make it sound like I'm licking ass over here? Yeah, you come in early and lick up one cheek and down... Hey!
Kick your ass, man.
Yeah, you... Ow! He actually did pinch me.
Big deal, man.
So he pinched you.
Oh, yeah, right. If I was to do that,
When you do it on one of my ass cheeks, which, by the way, well, never mind. We're on the air.
Yes, we're on the air, so I guess Frank heard that one.
Holy shit.
Oh, boy. Hey, Frank. Apparently, Bud got a handful of your wife's butt cheek. How's about that?
Frank probably knows.
If Frank calls in, I want to talk to him, okay?
Yeah, we're probably going to call in now. Probably want to have me killed.
No, he won't. I'll stop him. I'll intercede.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I have no influence with my husband.
Wait, I want to get back to this whole thing about steal a car from a fat man and live another 7 years. That's bull, S-H-I-T, and that spells caca, okay?
I'm telling you, what is that?
7 years. I've got the book right here, Phil. You steal a car from a fat man. Steal a car from a fat man.
What is that?
Yeah, these are old sayings. It's a book of sayings, all right?
Okay.
And you steal a car from a fat man, steal a car. And you, all right, hear it right here. And you live another 7 years. It says here, it says 7 years bad luck.
Yeah, it's 7 years if you break a mirror. That's it. Break a mirror, 7 years bad luck.
Well, that's got nothing to do with steal a car from a fat man.
But it's the same. It's in the same. Yeah, in the same. It's under the heading of 7 years.
Under the heading of 7 years. But there's nothing in there about a car being stolen from a fat man. The only thing that... Can I see that?
Well, yes. Well, are you going to give it back?
Yes, sir. Give me that. Yeah, 7 years bad luck. Everybody knows that one.
Oh, everyone knows that one because Phil knows that one. But all the rest of us are mumbling and playing imaginary card games there at the table in the day room, right?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about something that all four of us agree that if you break a mirror, you get 7 years bad luck.
All five of us?
All, one, two, three, yes.
Okay.
Well, then what's the problem?
What's the thing about stealing a car from a fat man and you live 7 years?
Well, my understanding was if it says mirror...
Because I can take it under advisement.
Take it under advisement.
Take it under advisement. You guys are high. I don't know what's going on with you cats, but I'm telling you.
I would just like to echo the general. I'm not one of your beatnik friends, so cat and all of that, I would appreciate.
Sorry, Margaret, but I'm just going to talk the way, how I done talk, and that's too bad.
How I done talk, God almighty. It's almost as if I came upon a hobo camp. It's almost as if I came upon a hobo camp.
You came in a hobo camp.
God damn you to hell.
Don't touch him, okay? You know,
I'm just listening.
All right, we're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show. Right after this break, we have Frank Gray coming up. Margaret Gray is going to be defending, if you're ready for this, defending Cliven Bundy.
Don't make a big issue. I am a liberal. My liberal credentials are impeccable. And I believe that Cliven Bundy has been horribly mistreated, has been terribly mistreated not only by the left, but also by the right, and by everything in between. And I think...
You're getting nervous because you know this is your big moment.
No, I simply want to launch into my editorial opinion with all of my facts in a row, with all of my ducks, if you will, in a row.
All right, Margaret. We are looking forward to that. Margaret Gray coming up later on here. Well, next hour. And she'll be talking with us about Cliven Bundy. That cat is...
Phil, please don't prejudice the jury pool, as it were.
I just think the cat is way out there. I mean, he is... He's a goofy old man. And it wouldn't be so bad. The whole thing about him being on... He's not half as bad as those scumbags that... Well, anyway, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
As this is the Phil Henry Show, stay tuned. There's more Phil coming your way. Oh, goody.
You know, you can get more of Phil by becoming a Backstage Pass member. I would really suggest you do that. I'm Margaret Gray, myself, Frank, and even, yes, the Delmonico. We all have our Backstage Passes, and we have full years. Why is that? Well, we can afford it. I know a great many of you can't, but you can get it by the month, even though it's more economical getting it for the year. Yes, the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass affords you thousands of hours of wonderful Phil Henry audio, as well as the video, which of course is Phil TV, and you would be watching me right now. And I can tell you this, for 55, I bring it. And I'll knock an awful lot of these suckers off their bar stools when I walk into the place. When I hit the door.
Yes, yes, yes. Get your backstage pass at philhenryshow.com or let no one come back alive.
Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in the Californias. Or I mean in California, in the singular California.
Who is this overwrought screeching banshee? What is this?
It's a good band. This is the band Within Temptation. I love them.
Oh, is this the... Oh, not the slut.
No, this is not In This Moment. That's the band you're thinking of. This is Within Temptation.
Wait. Hold on for a minute.
We'll be... Just listen to the music for a second. All right. Welcome back, folks. No, it's a problem.
What is the name of this group?
Within Temptation.
And the other one is called In This Moment.
I think it is. All That Remains is the band we played earlier. It's In This Moment, yeah.
Why don't I, you know, they? I'm just getting used to some of the names they had, like the Cheese Eaters or whatever, you know.
What band is that?
I don't know, but the group, the different bands. You know these different bands that they have?
Yeah.
Well, they used to be called the Beatles and that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. The Beatles gave way. The what is up with this lady, for God's sake?
Oh, this is the woman that shot her children because they were... She's a mental... Look at that.
Yeah, she's the scum of the earth. What's she shaking from? What's she shaking from, Margaret?
She's probably emotionally overwrought because they just told her they're going to tie her to the gurney.
Either that or ride the lightning.
No, they don't. No one rides the lightning anymore.
What is ride the lightning? Is that the electric chair?
Bingo.
Give the man a cigar.
Well, all right. So, yeah, I don't want to see that. So, all right. Within Temptation, at this, All That Remains, these are all bands, and In This Moment, these are all bands that are contemporary bands. You're talking about the Beatles. That goes back 50 years.
Well, all right, it goes back. I don't give a... What are they doing every 5 seconds? You know, they used to have... We had the Crickets. We had the Creature. The bands that we remember... I remember the Beatles. I remember... This is when I was just, you know, in basic. And the other... what do you want to call... what's the other group that they had?
The Rolling Stones?
Right there. The Rolling Stones. Why, hell, we listened to all those groups in the NAM. And it'll come home, and we, you know, and various and so forth. Now you've got every kind of weird Jesus.
Well, you know, General, back then they thought those names were weird.
Who did?
Oh, come on. The Beatles, the Crickets, they were making fun of those names, you know.
And what happened to this other, the other one, I guess they're not around. What about the Led Zeppelin? Are they around?
Oh, Led Zeppelin's been broken up for years.
Yeah, well, okay. That's even weirder than the Beatle, you know.
Not the Beatle.
Well, what, it was a plural?
Yeah, the Beatles was plural, but the Led Zeppelins was not.
The Led Zeppelins was not. They...
I mean the Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
You said it was the Led Zeppelin.
No, I did not. I said it's Led Zeppelin and Eagles. It's not the Eagles.
Only Phil would know this information about these old, dried-up, pruned-up...
Well, fine. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's not the Eagles. Never has been the Eagles. It's always been Eagles. But, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter because people call them the Eagles.
Top Top Philadelphia.
No, not Philadelphia, the band.
Jesus Christ, Dickman. Do we got to take you back in? I mean, we just had you in yesterday. The doctor gave you a clean bill of health except for that one blip on the EEG. And we got to take you back?
No, I didn't know about a Led Zeppelins.
It ain't the Led Zeppelins, man, for the 9 millionth...
Oh, my God, he almost said fuck.
Well, no, but I didn't, but you did. All right.
Well, I didn't mean to. I am getting ready. Are we ready?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, we're going to talk here about Clive and... what the hell's the guy's name?
Clive Bunker.
Clive Bunker.
Now, Clive Bunker, you said, played drums for Jethro Tull, right?
Jethro Tull. Not the Jethro Tulls. That was Clive Bunker. Clive and Bundy is the guy who is...
Yes, Clive and Bundy is the rancher. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Margaret Gray. My liberal credentials are impeccable. I work here with an African-American, Robert Leonard. I work with a man who has some physical handicap in Bud Dickman. I work with one of our seniors who is a retired and very decorated United States Army General, General Shaw. And I work with a man who is who's challenged with the bald head. Is that fair, Phil?
I guess. I don't feel challenged, but if you want to...
Well, it's... I can tell you. Have you looked in a mirror?
Look in a mirror.
I'm sorry. I had to get that one out.
Yeah, that's very funny. Yes, I've looked in a mirror. Yeah, I'm challenged enough.
All right. So, my liberal... And there is Clive and Bunker on... His name is Bundy. They put Bunker. Holy shit.
Hey, they butchered his name, man. Is his name Bundy?
Yes, it is Bundy, and they put Clive and Bunker. I think they've been listening to us.
They just put up on CNN because they've got a mental deficient running the graphics department at CNN, Clive and Bunker. Woo! How about that?
Well, Clive and Bunker played for Jethro Tull.
Clive Bunker was his name. That was the name of the drummer for Jethro Tull, the first drummer that they had. And then they had a billion drummers after him.
What? But did Clive Bunker move to Nevada? I'm kidding. I know.
All right. But I thought it was funny. CNN just had Clive and Bunker. Are you loving that? Whoever put that graphic up there either was listening to us. We will take credit for that. We think we did that. Yes, we... I'm kidding.
More like the fact he's a Jethro Tull fan.
Or maybe he just had Jethro Tull on the brain. Anyway, I'll tell you...
It's my turn, Phil.
You're right. Go ahead.
Clive Bunker... God damn... Clive and Bundy has said it very well. He said, you need to get over this prejudice stuff. I am not prejudiced. I said that the Negro needs to be cared for. The Negro needs to have the care and concern of the society within which he lives. Now, what are you looking at, Robert?
I'm not saying nothing. I'm listening.
The Negro... It was not me, Robert. Clive and Bundy said... That the Negro... Don't you feel like you need the care and concern?
No, I do not. I think I like to get white people out of my way so I can do what I need to do. I don't need the care and comfort of white people. You know.
What do you think, Robert, about...
Well, go ahead, Margaret.
Well, all right. When Clive and Bundy, who is one of our fine American ranch hands and a rancher, he was a ranch hand, he has become a rancher... You see, I'm going to... Full disclosure is what I'm all about. I was in a television pilot called Bunkhouse, all right? In the television show, and it was a pilot, it was never made into a show, it was a pilot from CBS. In the show, I play a very loose woman who had relationships with a number of the cowboys on the spread. Because the words bunkhouse, relationship, spread... And number of, because those were all crammed into one script, CBS simply said, forget it, we're not even making it, we don't even want to see it. We already know the script blows, they didn't say blows, but, so it was never made, it was never on the air, it was made. While we were shooting one of the scenes for Bunkhouse, there was a young actor who I took a liking to. I've told Frank all about it. We had a liaison in my trailer. It lasted for several days. I kept him in the trailer and would bring him food.
No.
Excuse me.
I mean...
Excuse me. I kept him in the trailer. I brought him food and a change of clothing, and then I would go back to the trailer. He stayed there overnights when I went home. I was not married to Frank yet, although Frank was an executive producer on this shoot. And that young actor was Clive and Bundy.
Well, Margaret, you have no credibility.
And why is that?
Because you have a personal relation. This has got nothing to do with your liberal opinion or your conservative. Your point of view is polluted because of the personal relationship.
Yeah, but I want to hear all about Clive and Bundy. Are you trying to tell me?
Do I have to answer his question?
Yeah, I would say that your revelation here is so shocking. Yes.
I want to know, Ms. Gray... As you stand here before everybody...
Oh, would you knock off the whole Perry Mason?
I want to know. You had sex with him, is that what you're saying?
I think so, if I said I kept him in a trailer and fed him.
You kept him?
Yes, I said I had... God damn you.
What did you do? You want full disclosure?
I handcuffed him.
You handcuffed this man?
He was there voluntarily. You can talk to him if you want. I don't want to talk to him.
I haven't talked to him in over 50 years. Or, well, almost 50 years.
So you were there with Cliven Bundy, and you were having sex with Cliven Bundy. All right. And now he's a rancher in Nevada.
Yes, and I want the full disclosure on this because my opinions of him have nothing to do. Robert, you're sitting there smirking. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm smirking. I'm a black man, so you can't make fun of me. Otherwise, you won't be a good liberal.
I make fun of black people all the time.
Name one.
Name one. I made Charlie Pride.
Oh, get out of here with Charlie Pride. So you had a sexual relationship with Cliven Bundy. Was he an actor?
He wasn't a very good actor, but he was an actor. He was wrangling mostly. He was working on the CBS Laurel set doing some horse wrangling.
CBS Laurel has a horse?
I don't know, Phil. They've got horses there. They've got Ixter. I don't know. But he was doing some wrangling, as many young cowboys will, trying to break into acting. He couldn't. He was lousy. All right? And Cliven, if you're listening, God, please forgive me. You know that we had something special, but as an actor, oh, whoa! It really...
All right, Margaret, no one really gives a sweet Jesus about Cliven Bundy. What...
All right, so he's a young horse wrangler working and he's an actor, and you had a sexual relationship with him.
So, that having been put on the table, I will say that and it's got nothing to do with my opinion of him, I will say that he is a very, very well-hung... No, I didn't mean that.
Oh. See, this is just, Margaret, from now on I can hear this.
I didn't mean... I'm saying he's a very good...
Yeah, he's a very good man, well-hung man, but he hates black people.
No, he doesn't. Did you see on TV he has a black bodyguard?
I saw the young man who's his bodyguard.
What do you say to that, Mr. Objective, Mr. Hendry?
I say that people can be loving and people can be kind to the people that love them and they're kind to.
Well, you're blowing. You've already lost control of the audience. Let me do it.
All right.
That young man who admires Mr. Bundy... That young African-American man is...
Yeah, you guys can't explain it.
Yes, I can explain it.
Then go ahead.
The young man loves Mr. Bundy and respects him and has been shown no unkindness. But you know something? Like any father and son relationship, there are things that we don't understand and don't want to understand about our fathers or our mothers. They may have very odious attitudes in the general sense and be completely good and kind one-on-one. I think in many cases that's the kind of racism we have in America. When people establish relationships, they're nice. In the meantime, they're opening their big yaps to the rest of the world talking about how much they hate this race or that race. But this guy is tied to those comments. I don't give a damn what his bodyguard says. And I'll give you one better. I think that young kid is probably conned. I think the guy's given him a job and has given him a good life, and that kid wants to believe the best about that man. He does not want to believe that that guy harbors these kinds of hateful attitudes, okay?
Well, he denied he's a racist, and that's good enough for me.
What do you think, Robert?
That's called a Negro's this. Negro, I was driving through North Las Vegas, and I saw all these Negroes. And what the Negroes need is they need to go out and pick some cotton or whatever they said.
That was Phil Robertson. That man there, that one there, that the Bundy, the guy... I don't remember his name.
Yeah, you remember his dick, though.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Hey! Ow, ow!
One of these days, Bud, I'll rip that ear clean off. I almost got it off that time.
Ow! God, my ear hurts.
She barely touched it. Margaret, do what you want, say what you want.
Now it's out of the bag that I had sex with that...
That's pretty interesting.
At least I thought it was him.
Yeah, that part is this. See, right there. She said, I want to know whether that was Cliven Bundy. I want to know whether that was Cliven Bundy's penis you were looking at or some other guy.
What is that supposed to mean?
If you don't even know the guy's name, maybe all you ever got to look at was his dick. I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
My move? Here, how's this?
Hey! Yeah. A little too quick for you, Margaret. Ooh!
Yeah, and how about this?
Brr! Bat! God damn, man.
Yeah, I hit you so hard in the gut you sound African-American now.
God damn right I do. Man, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Well, you really did hit him, didn't you?
I tapped him.
She only tapped me.
Get out of here, both of you guys. We're going to be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show and conclude this...
Abortion?
Yes, this abortion of a show. Later on, of course, we have Bobby Dooley and the Bobby Dooley podcast coming up, and then we have the blessed weekend. Oh baby, oh baby, I'm just kidding. All right, here is Childish Gambino. World famous Phil Henry, she'll be right back.
Watching haters wonder why Gambino got the game. Half tie thickie, all she wanna do is bang. Got a head done, French braids, now she ASAP. Bino so and so.
I'm General Galen Shaw. I was not really slugged in the gut by Margaret, although you almost hit my.
I almost hit your testicle?
No, not my testicles. You almost hit my.
The only thing that would matter.
You almost my penis.
Well, it's the same for what
I. No, it's not the same thing. Wow. You don't know the difference.
Are you eating though? Are you eating though? Nigga, are you eating though? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner's for beginners. You ain't eating though.
Come get the fine tasting ostrich burgers at the Bundy Ostrich Burger Stand. Not related to Clive and Bundy. Not related to Ted Bundy. Not related to McGeorge Bundy. Although it is related to the family that started the Bundy Ranch, but they had nothing to do with Bundy Drive on account of the O.J. Simpson. Yes, the Bundy Ostrich Ranch Burger Stand, where you go get good ostrich burger. Have you never not had an ostrich burger? Well, if you haven't, you better go get one, because it tastes pretty good. I've had them. It doesn't taste like chicken. It tastes like, are you ready for it? Ostrich. Wow.
Yes, the Bundy Ostrich Burger Hamburger Ostrich Ranch Hamburger Stand. That's what it's called. Ostrich Burger Hamburger Ostrich Burger Hamburger Stand. In Solvang.
Instagram my stack load. Hashtag my day wearing your girl drink.
His grandma's got a pant load. What is it?
Silver spoon cool. Ain't nobody sicker in my Fisker.
I think I love Childish Gambino. I think I like this.
Fiskers don't make you like his hip hop?
So you know.
What? What the fuck was that? What is he trying to pull anyway? What is that Negro trying? I mean, all right, let's watch it.
Year off, got no rules. Tripping off of them toadstools. More green than my Whole Foods, and I'm too fly. Jeff Goldblum got a glass house in the Palisades. That AKA.
My theory on hippity hop, they just rhyme anything. Jeff Goldblum, doom, boom. Yum and meme. Yeah, all right. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here and philhenryshow.com. And you heard Margaret in our last break talking about the backstage pass. It's a hell of a buy. It's a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a deal. It's for you and you and you and you and you, all of you out there, members of the Lago Volunteers. What you need to do is get a backstage pass from our website, philhenryshow.com, and that way you have everything that you could possibly need for the next 8 billion years of your life, man. We like to say that there's only one better buy on the internet, and that's porn. But second to porn is our website, because we have thousands and thousands of hours of the greatest radio show, some of the greatest radio that's ever been made, and many, many generations of the Phil Henry Show. We have video cast archives. We have our daily video cast, which you can plug into, log on to, and, you know, good luck. You're looking at me.
Well, they get to look at me, you know.
And they can see. Now, not that I'm any great, you know, bargain.
You're okay, General.
And you can see Bud in his head and the kind of the lopsided head he has, and Robert's there.
Yeah, I don't care, man. I'm slowing up the corner over here, you know.
Well, you do see Robert when he's not patrolling the grounds.
Yeah, Robert is technically our security guy, but he sits in. So all of that is on our video cast. You can also see other generations of the video cast we've done. Back in the day when we had the 360 camera. You remember that one?
Every time you say three, you got that?
Yes, that is in the filth file, Phil. I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
I would like you not to use that.
I'm going to be using it? What are you talking about? So in other words, we can't use these terms.
I don't like these terms like spread and 360. These terms bring to mind certain sex acts, all right?
Well, talk about intimacy.
No, not intimacy. Sex acts. Sex acts. Excuse me. Sex acts. General, you can do it.
Yes. Sex
acts.
I'm sorry. My voice cracked too.
Sex acts.
How do you do that so easy?
Because I'm talking. I learned how to do that when I was really young.
Oh, okay, smartass.
So you don't want the filth file with spread. You don't like, what else with that thing that?
Well, get on a spread. He's hard to handle.
many, many different phrases that can be misinterpreted, you know.
Yes, and I just think, Phil, that in the long run, at the end of the day, you want people thinking the best of you, not that they have just tuned into the audio version, you know, of Santa Monica Bay. When you get, see, people don't want to feel as if they just got done listening to your show and now they're covered head to toe with a seeping running rash. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you mean the audio version of that?
No, literal. See, that's what I don't want to have happen. I don't want people to listen to your show and I know, you see, he's laughing at me.
What are you talking about? You know, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about being covered in a seeping running rash. And the stink that comes off of it. You remember what they said about the Elephant Man? Well...
Yeah, Phil. The Elephant Man apparently smelled the high heaven. You know, if he'd taken a couple of showers.
Oh, yeah. If the Elephant Man would just take a shower, he would have been fine. He probably could have gotten hired at some of the finest law firms.
Well, you know, there's something to that.
Get out of here!
You're talking about the Elephant Man.
Yes, the Elephant Man. That guy had more problems than smelling, that poor man. God, you could just cry when you think about that poor guy. All right.
So let's not think about him.
Exactly. He's long gone. He is resting in heaven wherever they go. Wherever you go when you die, I'm sure he is in the best possible place you could be. And if there is no heaven, then he's in a really good place where there ain't nothing. How about that?
Perfect. Jeez. You talk about illiterate.
Yeah, well, you know, read it and weep, baby.
I don't like the baby. Weren't we going to get Frank on the phone?
I wanted to get Frank on the phone to talk about this guy, this Cliven Bundy.
Oh, for God's...
Well, I mean, I think it's only right. You brought it up on the air.
I made the mistake. You wanted me to do full disclosure, all right? And when you told me that, I thought you wanted me to...
Dad, you wanted to slip her panties off.
What? I didn't know what you meant. I thought it was something for the show.
You're going to take your panties off.
I was thinking about it.
Full disclosure doesn't mean you're taking off clothes, Margaret.
I know that now, thank you. So I said, oh... You mean I've got to tell everybody about what I did?
Yeah, that's what full disclosure is. Tell everybody about what you did. Frank Gray is joining us here from Santa Monica, California. Frank, longtime attorney at law in the entertainment law field, and Frank has all. And speaking of full disclosure, Frank, you've negotiated a couple of deals, well, at least two deals for me.
Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, Phil, I negotiated the deal with, there was a NBC pilot deal, and I negotiated with him, whoever the attorney was, Shelley something, and I negotiated with him, and then I negotiated with Fox when Steve Levitan was the executive producer. She was the executive producer on Steve Levitan. She executive produced Modern Family, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I did both of them.
All right, Frank, Margaret's here, and she was talking about...
I'll do it. Excuse me, Frank. I was talking about Cliven Bundy when he was on set.
Oh, yeah, Cliven Bundy. That's what made me laugh until I wanted to leak. You know, I hope you'll forgive me, but I laughed so hard when I saw who it was on TV that I had to go home and change out the brief, just a pair of more scrubbed briefs, because I had... I forgive me.
Well, that's not necessary.
No, what isn't necessary?
To talk about this.
All right. But I had heard Cliven Bundy, Phil, and the rest of you, she had been an actress on the pilot we did, Bunkhouse.
I mean, she.
What's that?
Never mind, bud. So Cliven Bundy was an actor.
Yes, and she was in a couple of scenes, and then I see her turn up on a ranch in Nevada, and the first thing I asked Bill Curtin, who was one of my law partners, I said, is she running a whorehouse? And she said, no, this Bundy, this is the Cliven Bundy whose cattle are eating, they're eating gopher, legally protected gopher, and they chowed down on it. And I said, she's doing what? And he said, she's eating gopher, the secretary said. She's eating gopher, and Bill Curtin, she said that the secretary, was eating gopher, and then the secretary...
Tell people who the secretary is.
That's Kathy Nomini. And he said that she was eating gopher, and then Bill, she said that he was eating gopher. It was kind of funny, you know, but eating gopher in our office is a euphemism for a number of things.
Well, we don't need that, Frank. So the point is that Frank was there. He was the executive producer. I was an actress, and Clive and Bundy was an actor. But Frank and I were not romantically involved.
Oh, no. In fact, you might say that I saved him from a life of pure sin, because I'll tell you something, Margaret. Who knows what would have happened to you if you'd run off with her? Clive and Bundy at that time, Phil, was a low-life card sharp, a poker sharp, a horse wrangler, a real low-life that left the set every night and wandered off down the badly lit streets of Studio City to whatever toilet would allow him to sit down and get herself a belly full of beer for 50 cents. I mean, that was the kind of low-life that she was.
Frank, it sounds to me like you're a little jealous there.
Jealous of what? Jealous of some... Are you telling me I'm jealous of some cowhand? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, you're saying that he was wandering off. I mean, he was a fairly... He wasn't that great of an actor, but he was what he was. And you say he's a lowlife. I don't know that he ever caused you any problems.
I happen to know a lowlife when I see one, and she was as low as they get. I have no doubt that she had every actress in her trailer probably putting it to every young female actress on the set. I saw one running from her trailer one morning, as a matter of fact. I saw him running right out of the trailer, a young girl. Couldn't be more than 18, 19, and she goes running after him. She's got a towel around around her ball sack, and you can see his little breasts bouncing as she ran after him.
With a towel wrapped around...
right around her nutsack.
All right, Frank, thanks a lot.
All right, Frank, thanks a lot. I get brought on... I'm getting really pissed off at this, Henry. I come on your program, you bring me on for 3 minutes, and you're okay, Frank, thanks a lot. Almost as if I'm something in a cooler that is beginning to stink, and when you finally open up, you go, God help us, God help us, because it's the rot, it's rotten.
Yeah, you could say that, Frank. You're like a rotten corpse in a cooler that we got to dump over the side.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Frank, when Frank gets to thinking about that, he's going to be pissed.
Yeah, that doesn't register with Frank right away. That'll register in about a half an hour, and then he'll be looking for you.
Great. He knows my number.
You mean she knows your number?
Shut your... That's my husband. Demented though he may be, that's my husband. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, well, I'm Galen Shaw. Crawl all over it.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman, and I'll never not be nobody but Bud Dickman.
All right, and Robert, what is your lockout?
How about this one? I'm Robert Leonard. I ain't come up with a lockout.
What?
Nah, that sucks.
Do you like that?
No, Robert, you have to have a distinctive lockout. Like, I'm Robert Leonard, and that's the world as I see it. But about that?
That stinks.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Walter Cronkite. Okay.
We'll be back on Monday. I want all of you guys to relax, to get yourself some sleep, to get yourself some beers, to get yourself some food, to get it going, baby. Have a good weekend. Hit the beach. It's been gorgeous out here. If you're living out anywhere, if you're living near a lake, if you're living any body of water, if you're not near any body of water, then go out in your truck out into the wide open prairies and scream through the beautiful whatever the hell you got. So we'll check you guys out on Monday here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. We will be back for you and with you. And of course, we hope you'll be with us. And remember, Backstage Pass gets you thousands, almost 10,000 hours of archived audio. So as you're enjoying this generation of the Phil Henry Show, go and explore our archives, because you ain't even going to believe. And I mean this, you will not believe what you hear in that there archive. So we will talk to you guys Monday. Have a beautiful weekend. The Bobby Dooley podcast is coming up now. I'm forgetting something.
Well, I don't know.
No, I think you've got it all.
All right. Oh, the podcast drops later of this show. Also, check out our show log that you'll see on our homepage. Stay with us on Facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS, Facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, and Twitter.com/RealPhilHenry.
See ya! Well, I-
The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on the Sideshow Network.
Every show, all rights reserved.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Let no one come back alive.
Someone farted down. Oh, we're on it. Good morning, everyone, or good day, everyone, or good evening, everyone, or good day, morning, evening, everyone.
What'd you say if it's not, it's morning, evening, and day all the same time?
How is that possible? I'm sorry.
Gene, we don't want to talk to you unless we invite you in.
Yeah, Wifner. You're not invited in, Wifner. I am.
Okay. Excuse me.
Well, don't be sarcastic, Gene. You're not invited in. Steve's invited in more ways than one, and I'm not being...
No, I understand.
So, anyway, welcome. I don't know, Steve, if it was daytime, morning, and nighttime all at the same time. Maybe that would be another planet or something?
Yeah, well, that's my point. I mean, it'd be another planet. Or a planetoid.
What is a planetoid?
A planetoid is... okay, Wifner, here's where we need you.
A planetoid is a small planet.
A planetoid is a small planet. All right. Okay, fine. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is... The Bobby Dooley Podcast. This is a red letter day, Steve, because it is our Springtacular.
Yeah, Springtacular, God, jeez.
This is our 15th Springtacular. And a lot of people don't know, the Springtacular is very near and dear to my heart because we had two Springtaculars the year that I took over. No, this is our 16th.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about that. This is our 16th Springtacular. And it should be 15, but it's our 16th because we had two in 1 year. We did a Springtacular. The first Springtacular we did, I made the executive decision that that covered the previous year, even though we were doing it in the spring of 1998.
Okay.
It was to cover 1997 because I made the executive decision to do that.
And why? And honey, you know...
Are you asking me why?
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. You don't do that. You don't ever ask me why. I will set that up with you before.
I'm sorry.
Okay, ask me why now. And we're on tape? Mm-hmm. See, Steve, we're live now. We're on tape, but we're also live.
Yeah, but they said it's a podcast.
I know, but we're live. Fuck.
Hey, Bobby, can I ask you a question?
Yes, Steve.
Was there another
Do it again. Oh, never mind, we're live. Yes, there were two. I'll just do it. There was two Springtaculars. I guess you're hearing the behind the scenes, you know. And if Margaret Gray were here, she'd probably put the word behind on her filth file. How childish. You know what I'm saying? Can you believe that?
Yeah, John, behind and everything.
Oh, yeah. Margaret, you know, one of the problems you've got, honey, is that when you say the word behind, you go behind. Good Lord, that only accentuates the behind. It accentuates the bulbous. I would never say that. I would never walk into a store and go, oh, hi, I'm looking for some shorts for my behind, because the sales lady is going to think, oh, you poor thing. You must have the big bubble, the butt that bubbles out. You see?
Yeah, that'd probably be it.
Yeah. So anyway, we had two Springtaculars because I wanted to do one Springtacular that would cover the one what didn't happen. And I said, oh, gosh, I guess that means we have to have two. And Steve goes, why? And I said, well, and we walked over to the calendar and I said, see here. And it said spring. Remember, Steve?
Yeah, it said spring 1998. And I go, yeah, but the other Springtacular, 99, and you go, yeah, and I go, God, okay, yeah, that means we got to have another one.
Yeah, so we decided we had to have another one because it was spring 1997, but what about spring 1998? So that's why the Springtacular is near and dear to my heart, and it evolved in a much more fluid,
a much more organic, you know. Because what I did was I said to, by the way, I mentioned, I don't want to get off track, but I mentioned to Alex Cohen, Phil Henry's operations manager, I said, why don't you make available downloads of the Bobby Dooley podcast? And he goes, well, Ms. Dooley, the interviews you've done with the Sklar brothers and with, you know, with Henry Rollins and with Craig Bierko and Patty Arquette, those are great. But just you by yourself, no one would go near that any more than they would take a drink out of a glass that had just had someone with gonorrhea ejaculate into it. So I said,
God damn.
Scares you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what he said. So I said, okay, well, shit. You know, if that's how you feel about it. And so, no, we won't be having any individual downloads of the Bobby Tooley, of the Bobby Tooley. We should do a satirical one, you know?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, now I'm letting you in.
A satirical?
Yes, a satirical one called Bobby Tooley.
That would be very. It could be the Bobby Tooley
podcast. The Bobby Tooley. It could be a satire of me, and she gives sex to all the handymen and milkmen, and it's called a podcast.
Because why?
Well, that's easy, Wifner. Because she's having the sex on the tape.
You can't do that. Isn't that against?
It may be considered porn. It depends on where it airs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gene, you are very smart. That's right. It depends on where it airs, honey. So if you do the podcast and it's on, like, on a radio, like on Radio Disney.
Well, I'm not going to be on Radio Disney, for God's sake, on account of the podcast. If you have a lady being touched and everything.
Well, I don't know how it works, but Bobby Tooley would be funny. But Alex said, I said, why don't we have some individual downloads of the Bobby? He said, no one is going to download your putrid, rancid, filth-ridden, and almost stenchified and stank beyond the comprehension of mortal man, let alone the ability of mortal man to absorb the molecules of the stank. No one's gonna lounge-dode that, you know.
Well, he said lounge-dode. That's not download.
Well, I think he meant download. He just said lounge-dode, and I said just because it's 2:30 a.m., Alex, doesn't give you no excuse not to be on it and all over it like white on rice. And he's going, yeah, that's right, Miss Booley. And I said, oh, what is my name, Dobby? And he said, oh, I'm sorry. So he was all wrecked. He was all wrecked and then some. You know.
Yeah, well, come on, Alex. You know, get pull it together.
Alex works very hard.
I understand. God, get a load of him.
Hey, Wifner, you really want $300 worth.
Well, if you think I'm afraid of you, Dooley, I think we've been through this before.
Yeah, well.
I got to hold Steve back. He'd come after you if I wasn't holding him back.
Oh, really? Well, wow.
I hate you so much.
Ouch.
Boys. So don't be looking for that anytime soon. We were planning on selling those at the Springtacular. Springtacular kicks off tonight at 6 with our Roundhouse Cocktail Roundup. That starts at 6 p.m. It goes all the way to 11. At 11, we have the entry of Spring Queen and Spring Formal. We have the Spring Queen. And we have the Spring Queen. Actually, we have the Spring Queen. That's me. Because I'm a queen, but not in the sense of the gay community. And then we have our Spring Fling King. And that's Steve, always the president and the vice president of the Homeowners Association. If they're married and of opposite gender, are the Spring Queen and the Fling King. And it has been that way for the last... since 1998, 16 years. People ask, well, what happens if the president and vice president are the same gender? And I say again, if they're married, see?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. The gay can be married, yeah.
Yeah. Then they have to decide who's going to be the Fling King and who'll be the Spring Queen.
Now, what is that again?
I'm not asking you to interject, Wifner.
Sorry.
Bobby's giving you a look. When Bobby gives a look, Wifner.
Yeah. When you learn to speak English,
Come here.
Fuck.
Then you hit me.
I never hit Wiffner. I always hit you. You hit Wiffner.
God, man, that hurt.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha.
Ow!
Fuck you.
Yeah, well, you hit me.
I gotta go. Steve just hit Wiffner. Be quiet.
I don't like... Yeah, well...
Look, they're both a couple of babies. You sound like a pig that just had a spear put through it. And Steve, I don't even want to know what you... I won't even go where... I'm not even going to go there. Not even... Let me tell you what, homeboy, I'm not...
You almost said the... My wife almost said the N-word. Mommy Nellie's Wardrobe by Shaq O'Neal.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast is a presentation of Siempre Incorporated, executive producer Phil Hendry, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
I'm Jane Wet.
You hurt me. You bad boys, just be quiet. Watch for today's show log from The Phil Hendry Show, as well as the podcast for today's Phil Hendry Show, including the Bobby Dooley Podcast. The Bobby Dooley Podcast.
What?
The Bobby Dooley Podcast.
I don't know.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast.
Okay, I don't know what the hell you said. God, that's not me.
Remember that no one who is not a homeowner at Western Estates will be admitted to the Springtacular. No one who is not a homeowner at Western Estates will be admitted to the Springtacular. Very, very severe penalties are meted out if you try to...
What do you mean by meet?
M-E-T-E-D, Steve, not M-E-A-T. You really have us... Your mind marinades in fecal matter. Breath is really bad.
What? I don't get it.
Your breath reeks.